Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante and with T. Frank Carr, and it's quarter number three, and that means it's time to ask T. Frank. This is where we have T. Frank answer your Penn State football questions. And if you want to submit a question, you could download our app from the App Store. Just search on Keystone Sports, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. At the end of the segment, we'll select the best question, and the winner will get the great KSN polo shirt. And T. Frank, I'm not even sure if you know this, but not only do we pick a winner for the KSN polo shirt, but starting this week, any question we get as an entry to the Ask T. Frank segment or the Ask Ross segment for our show later in the week, you'll automatically be entered to win a chance for an RV, free RV for the weekend for the Penn State, the Penn State Indiana game. How about that?
We were just talking about traffic here in State College before the show, and every single time you talk about that, I'm like, I would love to be chauffeured. If I were like really rich, that would be the one thing that I would absolutely always have, is I would always have a chauffeur, because I cannot focus. First off, I don't like driving, and secondly, like, I would rather be doing literally anything else. If I'm in the car, I can be watching film, I can be looking at my phone, I can be talking to people, you can be having a good time, having beverages on the way to the game. You don't have to drive. It's amazing.
Well, see, the difference between me and you is I love to drive, except game day. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hate that traffic, and I think what I hate even more is I can't be drinking my beers because then I have the long drive home. If you don't have that, and here's the other cool thing with the Go PSU RV, the shuttle. Now, it's only a 5 to 10 minute ride. They stock the bus with Labatt beer.
There you go.
Does
there
it get
you
better
go.
Than that? All right.
Taken care of from A to Z.
Exactly. Let's ask you some questions from the fans. You ready for them?
Ready to go.
All right, let's start with Aaron from Houston, Texas, who says, T. Frank, based solely on their high school tape and the Penn State offensive scheme, who in your mind would be the most likely starting quarterback in 2022 between Roberson, Vayu, Aller, and Prabula? He's not even putting Sean Clifford in the list.
Well, I think that's smart. Based on their high school tape, it's Aller as far as operating something that looks college-esque as far as the schemes and the responsibilities from the quarterback position. That he's the guy that specifically Mike Yurcich targeted to be the first quarterback that he recruited. So you can't go beyond Aller. That is the answer. But if you talk about all the different ways that Mike Yurcich's offense has operated with athletic quarterbacks that have great arm strength and mobility, I don't think that you can then count out Prabula and Vayu. And I'm interested to see what Christian Vayu turns into as he gets bigger and stronger, because he's 6'4". I think he's got a more of a narrow frame than Prabula or Aller, but I think if he got enough muscle on his body and he was able to operate, as kind of a quasi-dual threat, I mean, there's a reason he was a four-star quarterback that Penn State recruited. I really like his upside. He has a longer way to go, and there's less proven with him as far as what he can do on the field, just from a mental standpoint, from missing his senior season, essentially coming from Canadian football, really having a disjointed education up to this point. But now that he's being coached by a good quarterback coach in Mike Yurcich, who is a fundamental teacher of mechanics and everything else, now you've got a four-star quarterback who's being developed and has the time and has been here since he's an early enrollee. I would not count him out. I would not immediately look past him, because there's a chance that he does hit that upside and he becomes a starter for Penn State and gives those other guys longer to develop. But if you're talking purely off what they did in high school, this year still coming, as that's the caveat, what I've seen from Drew Aller, that is the most translatable. That is the most skill set that's translatable right now to what Mike Yurcich does.
I believe one of the big differences is it sounds like they have multiple good options once they hit 22 and 23, and that's helpful. All right, let's go to Tom in Tunkhannock, who has a question about safety position. Does Penn State play free and strong safeties? I heard them say boundary and field. In your podcast, you showed Brisker played free, in box, on slot. I'm curious about what Jair Brown plays. What are his strengths? Same with Keaton Ellis. Is he competing with Brown or backing up Brisker? Three of your versatile players seemed... I can't even read that last sentence because I'm trying to make sense of it, and I can't. I think the question is, what do you have at safety? Yeah. What are the differences between the two safety positions, and which guy should play where?
So I know what I understand the confusion here. So it's a little interchangeable, and the free and strong safeties are kind of a guidepost so people understand what field and boundary are. Most offense or defenses in college operate on what side of the field you're lined up on. So the boundary is the short side. The field is the long side. If you're on the far hash, your free safety, your field safety, is operating more over the slot. And that's what I've kind of tried to explain, is that even if he's over the top of the box in a traditional free safety position, it's more about where you are on the field. So if you're in the middle of the field, If you're operating in the center of the actual 53 and a third laterally, that is more the free safety position. But you play in a deeper alignment if you're that boundary safety, but you creep up into the box and you have more responsibilities in the box than you do at that free position. But both in Penn State's defense have to come walk up into the box, and both have to cover the slot at times. It's just generally, what are your primary responsibilities? That's the real difference is, in a general sense, are you more here or are you more over here? And that field safety, the way offenses operate with three receiver sets to the long side of the field, you have a lot more opportunity for that free safety, that field safety, using those interchangeably, to be lined up individually over a receiver. Even if you're in zone, sometimes that matchup becomes a one-on-one vertically down the field. So you need to have more of those skill sets to play that position, which is why Keaton Ellis is more at that free position, at that field position, rather than the boundary. That's why I think Jonathan Sutherland, as much as he's a veteran leader on this team, he's more of that box safety. He's going to be behind Brisker. So that's why I think they're finding more unique ways to get him into packages, playing that Sam linebacker position, having some reps with Brisker. Maybe he then goes over to that field safety position, and you got two bigger, stronger guys on the field. Like, those are the situations where you're going to mix and match and make those plays work. But when it comes to what Jair Brown does, that is one area where I'm not quite sure of his skill set, because we only saw him in flashes last year, and it wasn't particularly outstanding football. So does he have those versatility skills to play both a free safety in zone and mix and match in slot defense? That's really what you're looking for from that other position.
All right. Very good. Let's move on. Earlier you alluded to the good quarterback coach in Mike Yurcich. That leads into Kevin from Tyrone with his question. What specifically can a quarterback coach do to improve Sean Clifford?
So for Clifford, it's not necessarily about the footwork. He doesn't have a lot of bad mechanics on film. Really, the biggest problem for him is under pressure. Then all of them break down and his footwork is poor. But for the most part, he's pretty disciplined with his feet in the pocket. So it becomes slowing down the game for Sean Clifford. It becomes having very clear expectations of what you do on the play and communicating those in a way that he can understand and that he can process, and giving him plays where it's bang, bang, throw, that you're not going through three and four reads, or you're not going through some overly complicated stuff. I think that is where Sean Clifford can take a step forward, is just comfort. Is simply just allowing those good mechanics to work and not getting too agitated in the pocket. Now, a lot of that, too, is on Phil Troutwine in the offensive line, of giving him enough clean pockets. But if you can't control that, as a quarterback, you can control your reaction. And that is the biggest part. That, to me, that's the biggest wild card about Clifford and Yurcich, is can he rein him in a little bit and make him a little more disciplined in those tough situations? Because when I watch Sam Ellinger, he was pretty good in the pocket. He wasn't a great quarterback, but he was a good player in the pocket operating under duress. He did not get happy feet. He wasn't the Bo Nix that, as an athletic quarterback, he wasn't that kind of guy that just immediately ran out the back of the pocket and tried to scramble and throw on the run. Ellinger operated this offense from the pocket. That is going to be what Clifford has to do, and there should be some overlap there, man. There should be some overlap there. Sean Clifford should be able to do that. So whatever Mike Yurcich needs to do from that teaching standpoint, that is what you can do to improve Sean Clifford and the consistency in which he deploys those good fundamentals.
You mentioned about, it sounds like you're saying don't give Sean Clifford too much to read, kind of limit those reads, easier making quicker decisions. Does that match up with Mike Yurcich does at best as an offensive coordinator?
I hesitate to say don't give him reads, because then what you have is the end of last season where he's just throwing checkdowns, and you don't want to do that. It does become, that is where I think the design of the plays, if they consistently work and you get advantages down the field, he can take advantage of those things. So double moves in the slot. Or if you've got a good concept where you've got two guys putting a defender in conflict in the flat, and he can make the right decision of who to throw the football to, that is giving him the confidence to throw the ball into that window downfield and not take the easy underneath thing that the defense is trying to give him. That is where you can make improvements from a quarterback, and if you teach that quarterback, okay, maybe it is a little bit of a tweak in your footwork. Maybe it is a little bit of a tweak in, here's what you need to look for. So if the defender does this at the snap, then you've got the avenue to throw it downfield. Watch this thing that happens with that defender, and giving him a better insight into what he needs to see as a key to then hit that pass downfield. Because that's really what it's going to be, is every offense has options at multiple levels of the field. And if you're a quarterback that consistently takes either the middle or the deep option when it's open, you become a game-winning quarterback. If you're consistently taking the stuff underneath, then it relies on the rest of the team to make plays. And that's really what it comes down to when it comes to Mike Yurcich, and can he get those things out of Sean Clifford?
I stretch things out by asking you the extra question, T. Frank, so we're going to have to pick our winner based on those three.
Oh, I thought we could get one more in rapid fire. Dang
okay, it. Real okay. Quick. Can all the recruiting success in 22 class provide momentum going into the 23 recruiting class?
No. You got to win on the field.
All right, that was Sam from Pittston. We had Kevin Tyrone, Aaron from Houston, and Tom from Tunkhannock. Who's our winner?
Let's go with Kevin from Tyrone. I thought that was a good conversation about quarterbacks.
All right, very good, Kevin. We will get in touch with you very soon. Stick around. We have more to go in quarter number four. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.